possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guy just hit me up on social media, Mike. He said, I think Money Harris was just like, what are you going to do, pull me? I got the hottest bat in baseball right now.
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, no, it's you can laugh. It's stupid. It's dumb. It was a dumb move.
I mean,
Braves fans, again, I'm done arguing with some of these Braves fans. When a guy bunts who's got the hottest bat on the team with the bases loaded, nobody
makes no
out.
Sense. Makes no sense.
It's dumb.
But
I'm sorry to say, it doesn't make Michael Harris dumb. It just was a dumb execution at the plate. It made no sense.
But he's got a point. What's they going to do? Like, is Nick played this off afterwards? Most managers would have lost. Bobby, what do you guys think Bobby Cox would have said?
I know. But again, does the tenor change when the season's over?
Of course it does, which is what I've been telling you guys all along.
Again, but he let Kelnick off the hook for a boneheaded play.
What'd you expect me to do?
And that's when the season was still on and not lost.
That's what he said. What'd you expect me to do? I'm laughing because it is kind of funny when you say, I'm bad. Look what I did. Look, I got the best turnaround in Major League Baseball and tried to lay down a bunt. He gave his reasoning why, and I'm talking about Money Harris. If you missed last night, Braves do win. But that moment, unprecedented from the standpoint of who gave you the sign? What was the sign at third base to bunt? I didn't see it. And luckily, it worked out for the Braves. 404-726-0929. If you're just joining us, the big news is about our Falcons, and we're going to continue to talk about Caleb McGarry suffering an injury at practice today, lower leg injury, carted off. We're waiting on the results of this MRI. And as soon as we know, we'll tell you. But the other part of this, and it's really a two-parter because it's not just Caleb McGarry. And Reese, he says, Dukes, August 4, 2025, this guy signed a two-year, $30 million extension. And then he screams, this happens? Yes, it happens.
Yeah, I mean, happened to Sam Baker. We got remember him back in the day? That was another tackle here on the Falcons and had some injury issues over the years and seemingly would always happen after he got a contract extension.
That's right.
Back in the day for Thomas Dimitroff, a guy that he moved up back in the first round to get out of USC back in the day. But, yeah, this is just the sheer blind luck. Guys, we're seeing more injuries in all the sports across the boards. We've talked about it. But this one just sucks because if it was simply Caleb McGarry, yeah, that's major. But when you lose Storm Norton, who has shown the ability to plug in, at right tackle and do a good job, and now he's not available to you for at least 6 to 8 weeks, according to Adam Schefter, because he's having an ankle surgery. After we were told he just missed some time. Because he was held out of some practices as well.
Yeah, not good. It's just not good. All right, more on that coming up. Also, a little bit later on this hour, we will talk more about what Raheem Morris had to say in regards to what the approach is going to be for this third preseason game. Some guys are playing, by the way, and he gave a really good response on Billy Bowman. Mike, who's vying for one of those spots in the secondary.
Like his
about
game,
him.
Man. I like him.
Well, look, you like his energy. What he did at Oklahoma, he was a ball hawk. And again, sometimes you get to the NFL and it takes a minute. And then there are guys that just translate immediately. He feels like he's a guy that gets it immediately. More on that coming up right now. Let's get to 4th and 1. The big story around the league is Anthony Richardson. His agent now saying there's a big trust factor between the quarterback and the organization after they make the announcement that Daniel Jones is going to start. This was Richardson on losing the Colts starting spot.
You know, you got to respect the decision. You know, they feel like he's a better fit for the team, better fit for the outcome of us winning. So you just got to respect it and just keep working. You know, that doesn't undermine any other work I've been putting in. Doesn't say that I have to improve. You know, I'm proud of the improvement I've made. Shane is also proud of that. So you just got to keep stacking on that and just keep getting better.
Respect the decision, if you didn't understand.
Right. And, you know, he's put the work in. Shane Steichen yesterday said it might be good to have him watch from the sideline. I mean, like there's no experience like the real thing. Some guys can watch and learn, like Aaron Rodgers, right? We know there's more than one way to do it. Patrick Mahomes got to watch for a year or two behind Alex Smith and plugged in. So, you know, there's more than one way to get there. But, you know, his hits that he's taking publicly in Indianapolis, he doesn't look like he's capable. I mean, hopefully he can figure things out and the light goes on.
Yeah.
But he's making rudimentary bad decisions. That's some of the things they got to fix.
Here is Shane Steichen, the head coach of the Colts. This is the part Mike was mentioning yesterday. Doesn't want a quick leash on Daniel Jones. So what he's telling you is Daniel Jones could throw two picks in a game. They could be down. He's playing terrible. He's not bringing in Anthony Richardson. Listen.
Daniel Jones will be our starting quarterback this season. You know, I don't want to have a quick leash on that. I feel confident in his abilities.
So, boy, that goes back to, man, you really, really don't like what Anthony Richardson is doing. It's funny because we were debating what is a blindside, what's not. A blindside when Anthony Richardson got nailed in the preseason game.
He didn't see it.
He never saw it. He never looked that way. He got squished by a linebacker who never picked up because he was – and again, I saw some of the breakdowns from some of the retired quarterbacks that do a lot of stuff, like Kurt Benkert and other guys on social media that say that's a basic play you got to pick up. So that, you know, it's not the worst thing, but it still was an eyebrow raiser when a guy says, yo, man, I need to get off the field. Son, you're the starting quarterback. You don't come off the field, you know, unless your leg is facing the wrong direction. You got to stay out there. That happened last year, lost some of the locker room, got benched. So, look, he can still get back there and be a starter. You brought up the proposition of maybe if Daniel Jones does catch some traction and gets good, maybe trading Anthony Richardson to a team that says they can fix him.
Yeah, because the talent, he's young. Don't know what the compensation would look like. One more thing from Shane Steichen, the Colts coach, that is, here on Dukes and Bell. Fourth and One's brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Saying that, look, the way Richardson has to look at this is he still is just a play away.
AR was great. He knows that he still needs to develop and learn, and he knows that he's one play away.
Okay. That gives him a lot of confidence. Mike, this is going to be a problem. Anthony Richardson thinks he should be the starter. His agent's already in his ear saying they don't trust you. You probably need to demand a trade. We'll see where it goes. But right now, the Colts don't have to do anything. He's under contract.
No, it's got all the earmarks of a quarterback controversy. You brought in a guy who had a chance to be a starter. You know, like it was one of those kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't with the Giants back in the day with Daniel Jones. We'll see. Is this second act going to be Jim Plunkett? Or is he going to suck? Is he going to Gardner Minshew this for a couple of weeks? And eventually, by the time we play them in Berlin, Richardson's back on the field? That might be a good scenario for the Falcons. We'll find out.
Hey, Cam Hayward, Mike, practice with the Steelers despite still seeking a new deal.
So that's a sit-in, right? He's in. He's good. He's holding in.
Right.
Not holding out. I love him. I think he's a good dude. Known him for, I told him every time, so I don't want guys get mad at me when I'm crapping on players. I'm just doing a reality check. Not many guys at that stage of their career are going to get a bump, right, at age 36 going into this year.
Yeah, it's hard. I do think they'll do something because they really like him, but this has got to be it. I mean, like, he did this last year, I thought, and then they ended up giving
him some static,
Yeah, man. Meanwhile, the Vikings reportedly exploring a trade option for their veteran wide receiver as Jordan Addison. They're trying to get one. Is going to miss the first three games due to a suspension. Guys, that includes our game with the Vikings. Remember that. They won't have Jordan Addison. So Rondell Moore, bless him, out for the season. With another knee injury, and so they're like trying to figure out they're going to have to make a trade for another wide receiver. Travis Hunter, upper body injury, and while we're talking about injuries, he did participate in practice on Tuesday, but only in alignment and assignments period. He did not actually do physical contact. But, Mike, we got a report about Lamar Jackson today. Apparently his hand got stepped on at practice. It sounds like he's okay, but, you know, when you get these reports, and again, you're talking about the quarterbacks, you're like, uh-oh.
Is that the throwing hand? Do we know?
The report is stepped on at practice. If flexing, he appeared to be flexing his wrist, and so do not know if it was the throwing hand.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, but I got three stories. I'm looking at Twitter, but nobody says left hand or right hand.
Yes, nobody's saying it.
This is an important part of the equation because he throws it with his right hand. Hey, man, the Commanders and Terry McLaurin, he's off the PUP list, had that ankle injury, had the holdout for training camp. Now he's off the PUP list, but he's not going to be back on the practice field just yet. I'm not going to play. Where's Waldo moving forward, said Dan Quinn. So we're clear on that. Crystal.
Are we clear?
Crystal. So we'll see when he gets out there. He goes, I don't have a date circled on my whiteboard in my office, said DQ. Good news is we're getting closer to that for sure. He wants a new contract. No indication that they're even close, according to the Washington Post.
Hmm.
Great fantasy performer.
Yes, he is.
And a big glue guy. And him with Debo, with Jaden Daniels, is a hell of a show, isn't it?
Of course.
And we'll see them.
I just think, for those of you who are like, how good is he? This is about where the market is. And this is a guy that's put up 5,000-yard seasons consecutively. He deserves to get paid. And when you go look at the marketplace and you say, okay, well, what are his peers getting? The problem is he may not be as good as a Chase, Mike, or other guys at the top of this list, but he's not that far behind. And so I think the Commanders are trying to play this game where they want to pay him, but they don't want to pay him full market value, and that's why there's been the holdup. Meanwhile, can I hear Aaron Glenn talk about Justin Fields and the critics of his passing? This is his new head coach, Aaron Glenn, for the New York Jets. Fields, by the way, and remember, Jets, Steelers, week one. Facing old teams. It'll be Aaron Rodgers, and it'll be Justin Fields facing his other team. But this is what AG said about his quarterback.
Obviously, it's very much a passing league. Is there any concern about your ability to go downfield and whatnot?
Who says it's a passing league?
Isn't it a passing league? Isn't that kind of...
The team that won the Super Bowl, what were they in passing? 29th.
Yeah.
What were they in running? First.
Defense, too, obviously.
Well, we talked about offense, and... then everything is falling down because we throw six passes. You know, then I mean, he's Johnny Unitas when we throw four passes. You know, so it bothers me, and I laugh at it quite a bit. But the thing is, I understand it because that's the noise that happens on the outside. That's how guys can't really listen to.
That's cool. It's fun. They have the defense. No, you're talking about the offense. And see, Jalen Hurts, this is kind of, I guess Aaron is kind of fueling the fire for people who disrespect Jalen Hurts when you got Saquon Barkley. But, you know, I do know in the Super Bowl, he made some big throws to blow that game wide open.
Absolutely. But here's the other part of this. There's nothing wrong with playing to your strengths.
Right.
Like, there are going to be games, and there should be games. That's Zach Robinson, our OC. The Bijan should touch the ball 30 times, Mike. Combined. Whether it's catching the ball out of backfield, whether it's tosses, whatever you want it to be, there should be certain games. Play to your strengths. I have no problem with that. But I do agree with Aaron Glenn. Like, that's the problem. Everybody wants Justin Fields to throw the ball 45 times a game and say, hey, see, he can do it. He doesn't have to. If they have a strong running game and a good defense, Mike, he's going to be just like other quarterbacks around the league.
Back in the old days, believe it or not, guys, quarterbacks called their own play. Broadway Joe Namath.
That's right.
He only threw a 28 times for 206 yards in the Super Bowl. He knew that the Colts were trying to stop the passing game. They could run. He called up Matt Snell. He ran for 121 yards. Was the MVP. So, I mean, to your point, you go with what works, you play the strengths. I just do feel that despite having Saquon Barkley, I still think that Jalen Hurts doesn't get enough respect.
I agree. I do agree with that. And I got him in my top tier quarterbacks. I'm with you on that. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let me and Mike know what you're thinking about this injury situation with the Falcons. What's your concern level? Day-Day, let's put up a poll, man, because some Falcon fans right now, I just saw a meme. Where, you know, the crowd changes, you know, it's all calm, and then all of a sudden people start going crazy. Mm-hmm. They're like, that's Falcon Twitter today. It's like, hey, everything's fine, and then all of a sudden it's not. But this is where, again, the front office has to show, Mike, it's not just about drafting. You got to have a plan for when things like this happen, and you go, all right, we're still going to be able to operate the way we want to.
Right, man. Hopefully they're scouting other teams because, look, unless somebody is really, you know, burning it up as a rookie tackle, as a second-round pick or something, and a guy that maybe the team feels is overpaid, that's the guys who get cut.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The guys with a contract or, you know, some injury stuff. But to try to find elite tackle play, elite to quote Kirby, this late in preseason, that's threading a needle. That's not easy.
That it is not. We've got more to get to, more on the Falcons coming up. But when we come back, boy, he's shown us a lot. And guess what? We're about to see another rookie of the year. It's Dukes and Bell.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.